Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Market Report. Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. May wheat at 781 and a half, up 9 3/4. July 769 and a quarter, up 9. May wheat in Chicago, $7 and a half, up 3 3/4. July 719 and a quarter, up 13 and a quarter. May corn, 682 and a quarter, up 7 and a quarter. July 638 and a quarter, now 39, up 6. And December at 535, up 3. May soybeans, $15 and a quarter, up 21 and a quarter. July, 14.07, now 06 and 3/4, up 16. November, 12.18, up 3 3/4. May soybean meal, 432.90, up 7.60. July, 410.20, up 2.60. May soybean oil, 49.14, up 48. And July at 49.41, up 59. June live cattle, 120.20. Unchanged on the day. May feeders, 135.47 and a half, down 12 and a half, and May lean hogs at 92.25 are up 27 and a half.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
Well, December corn gapped lower on Monday's daily charts, and then for each day of this week made new lower lows, as the trade anticipates ending stocks for 13-14 to approach 2 billion bushels, bull spreading a feature of the trade this week. What are you seeing in that December chart?
Well, we're seeing a reversal up in the works here this morning. I'm kind of in the opinion that tomorrow's report's pretty well priced into the market, given the fact that USDA issued a real bearish report a year ago where they took the high side of the yield expectations because of the early planting and threw the trade a real curveball at that point in time. So I think the mentality of the trade is to expect a real bearish report. Now, it may be fundamentally bearish when you look at the numbers, but I think for the most part it's been discounted in the price, basically the way the market has performed over the past week or two. Planting is occurring, but we got a long ways to go before the crop is planted, and it's May 9th, tomorrow May 10th. So we got rain, the western Corn Belt got rain overnight, and the eastern Corn Belt is going to get rain here over the next day or two. So planting is going to slow up a little bit, and I think the extended models got another rain system coming in next week. So planting may not go quite as fast as what the trade's looking at. And we'll kind of go from there. USDA, who knows what they're going to put out. There's no doubt that demand is fairly weak on the corn side, export demand. The ethanol mandate is in problems with the lower consumption of gasoline. We're going to produce way more ethanol than what we can blend next year, so we do have some demand issues ahead of us, but we haven't got the crop planted yet.
So are you of a mindset that it is possible in the next week or two we fill the gap that we built on Monday, Tuesday?
I would not rule that out. I mean, when I look at a chart of December 13 corn, we had our low here at 517 here at the end of April. Then we had that big surge to the upside here at, well, I guess we had the low at April 24th. And then April 30th, we had a high. We've been in a decline for the past 9 days. Now we're reversing up approximately around the 75% retracement level of the advance. And if the market can hold today's advance and maybe get through tomorrow's report, then I think you've officially shifted the trend to something more sideways to higher rather than sideways to lower.
Let's turn our attention then to the soybeans. May soybeans exploding the upside, bull spreading again a feature, exploded to the degree that May is now almost a dollar premium to the July. I believe these contracts, the May contracts, go off the board next Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday at noon.
So what are you anticipating here?
Well, somewhere here along the line, July is going to, I think, on both these contracts, the July corn and July soybeans are going to continue their advance to try to close that spread difference between where the May contracts go off the board and the Mays then become the lead options. It's not going to look very pretty on the lead futures chart, you know, coming on board a dollar underneath where the May expired. Mm-hmm. But at least it gives it an upside target to go after if weather conditions would turn a little adverse as we go into late May, into June. Whether or not we get all the beans planted or not, who knows? There's a lot of time yet to throw some curveballs into this marketplace. Same way with corn. Corn's going to kind of come on 40 cents or so underneath the May contract, unless we see a real big narrowing here in between now and Tuesday noon. But I don't think the corn market, July corn, is going to be able to buy any cash corn from the producer at these levels. So I got to be a little friendly July corn to try to climb back to where the May contract's at. So for the most part, I kind of want to have a little friendly stance here, but I also realize, you know, when the corn planters are rolling and the corn is being planted, it's real difficult to get the market excited about any kind of upside.
Turn your attention to the November soybeans, please. And as we see the trade, it has been a narrowing trade each and every session with lower highs and higher lows. Is this a little bit of a pennant formation that we're seeing in here, and if so, where could it go?
Well, it could be. The beans are kind of like Dease corn or anything. I mean, as long as we hold above this April 24th low of 1160, 86.5, and if we can kind of climb out of here and punch out the April 30th high, which is like 1240, then you would officially shift the bean trend to something sideways to higher. Mm. Right at the moment, November soybeans are struggling here, trying to slice through this 25-day moving average. The one of the averages that I watch, it just kind of, if we could muster a good close above that 25-day moving average, I think then that 1240 high will go. But there's just tons of resistance, you know, in November beans, starting anywhere between 1247 and 1275, 1280, because we spent a lot of time sideways there through the winter months.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Your current take on the marketplace: May corn is 684, up 9. July is 640 and a quarter, up 7 and a quarter. In December, at 536, up 4. May beans, 1498 and 3 quarters, up 19 and a quarter. July, 1406 and a quarter, up 15 and a half. In November, at 1217 and 3 quarters, up 3 and a half. Hey, if you go to our website at willag.org, you can subscribe still today to our ag coverage, our Aggie newsletter coverage of tomorrow's WASDE report. There's a link in the right navigation window that will allow you to do that shortly after 11 o'clock. Tomorrow we'll be cranking out a ton of information, charts, and opinions from our analysts about what that means to the marketplace and where it can go. Hope you can subscribe on willag.org. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.